The fifth parak focuses on two major issues. Number one is going to be the measurements of the Azara. The Azara is the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So that is going to be Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph is going to focus on the length of the Azara, whereas Mishnah Beis is going to focus on the width of the Azara. So that's the first issue we're going to focus on. And then Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet are going to focus on six different chambers called Lishkos. Each is a Lishka on the Azara. So that will be the focus of Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Aleph starts as follows. Kol HaAzara HaYisa Orech. Mea Ushmonim Vesheva, the length of the Azara, that's the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, it was 187 Amos in length. We are not including the Ezras Nashim, that is not included in this 187 by 135. Al Rochav Mea Ushloshim Vechamesh, on width 135. So it's 187 by 135. We will focus in Mishnah Aleph on the length of 187 Amos, and the width will be in Mishnah Beis. The 135 Amos will be in Mishnah Beis. So getting back to Mishnah Aleph, we are now going to go Mina Mizrach Lamarav, going from east to west, and we are going to enumerate a total computation of 187 Amos. So Mina Mizrach Lamarav Meo Shmoni Vasheva, and we're going to start on the eastern side, Mekom Drisas Yisrael, the place that the Yisraelim would congregate. That is where they were permitted to be. And typically, Achas Asre Amah, that was 11 Amos wide. It's much, much longer than that, but we're focusing on the width right now. So 11 Amos there, that's the Ezras Yisrael. Next, Mekom Drisas Akonim, Achas Asre Amah. Next is the Ezras Kohanim. That is where a lot of the Shechita was done by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Another 11 Amos wide. So that's 22 so far. HaMizbeach Shloshim Ushtayim. Next was 32 Amos for the Mizbeach itself. And then thereafter, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, we've talked about all of these previously in our Masechta. So Bein HaUlam Vele Mizbeach Esri Mushtayim Amah. That's between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. 22 Amos. We had a detailed computation about the steps in that area. HaHeichel Me'a Amah. We have the Heichel. We computed that as well. 100 Amah. And thereafterward, Va'achat Esre Amah La'achorei Beis HaKaporos. After we get to the end of the Heichel, and we talked about in the past, the Heichel included the area of the Ulam and adjacent it was the Kodesh, also called the Heichal, and the Kodesh Kadoshim. In back of the Kodesh Kadoshim, all the way on the western side, another 11 Amas between the end of the Kodesh Kadoshim and getting up to the wall of the Azara. So that's another 11 for a total computation of 187 Amas going from east to west. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of the prior Mishnah, but whereas in the prior Mishnah we enumerated the length of the Azara going from east to west, and we said that it was a total of 187 Amas, in Mishnah Beis we are going to discuss the width of the Azara going from south to north, and that is going to be a total of 135 Amas. And we'll just do it quickly outside, and then we'll get into the computations in the Mishnah itself. When we are talking about south to north, going between the southern wall of the Azara and the northern wall of the Azara, there was a gap between the wall, and then the beginning structure was the ramp of the Mizbeach. So it's the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach. So first we have a gap between the two, between the wall and then the Kevish, that's the ramp. Then we have the ramp, it's adjacent to the Mizbeach. And then after that, we have another gap. And then we have basically three physical structures. Each have a gap between them. We have the tabos, which are the rings. Those are 24 rings. We spoke about many of these things previously in our Masechta, all of them in the Masechta. 24 rings. There were six rows of them by four, six by four. We actually had a machlok, because it's six by four, four by six. So we have those rings that we used to hold down the animals when they were being shechted. And then after those rings, we have the shulchanos. There were eight tables there that were used when the animals were being skinned. And that was actually in conjunction with that third structure. Those are called the nanasim. Those are short pillars that had hooks implanted on the top of them, in the cedar wood on top of them. And so that when they were skinning those animals. It was the heads of those animals that were on the shulchan. So again, we have these three different areas. We have the tabos, those are the rings used to hold the animals for the shechita. Then afterward, those we have the shulchanos, the tables, and that was used in conjunction with those nanasim, the short pillars. When the animals were being shechted, they were hung up from those short pillars, the nanasim, with the heads lying on the shulchanos. So Mishnah Beis says as follows: Minatzafon ledaram. Meya Ushloshim Vechamesh, going from south to north, it's 135 amos. Hakevesh Ramizbeach Shishim Ushtaim, the actual ramp up to the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach itself, 62 amos. It does not yet account for the gap between the southern wall and the ramp of the Mizbeach. We'll get to that at the end of the Mishnah. Mina Mizbeach Latabaosh Mona Amos, from the end of the Mizbeach, on the northern side of the Mizbeach, until the Tabaos, there was a gap. Those Tabaos are the 24 rings there, 6 by 4, 4 by 6, those rings. So that was an 8 Amos gap there. And Makom HaTabaos Eshimvarba, the Makom, the place where they had those rings, that was 24 Amos there. Mina Tabaos L'Shulchanos Arba, from the Tabaos until the beginning of the Shulchanos was another 4 Amos. Mina Shulchanos V'Lananasim Arba, from the Shulchanos to the Nanasim was another Arba. Does not yet account for the place of the Shulchanos, of the tables, how the width there. It also does not account for the place for the Nanasim either. We'll get to that shortly. So Mina Nasim L'Kosel Azara, Shmona Amos, on the way northern side, from the end of the Nanasim, those pillars that were used to strip the animals, to skin the animals, until the wall of the Azara, that was another 8 Amos. So that's for a total, what we've enumerated in this Mishnah, 110 out of 135 Amos going from source south to north. That means we need to account for another 25 Amos. And they are as follows. Of those 25 Amos, 4 of them was for the place of the Shulchanos, the tables. Next was the Nanasim, the place for those pillars. That was 10.5 Amos. And last, all the way on the southern side between the wall and the beginning of the ramp to the Mizbeach, that was another 10.5. So we have 4 for the Shulchanos, 10.5 for the Nanasim, and another 10.5 for the gap between the southern wall and the beginning of the ramp to the Mizbeach. That is a total of 25. For a total combined grand total of 135 Amos going from south to north. Now we complete the Mishnah of Amosa. What's left over of the 25, we said 4 went to Shulchanos, and the other 2 areas that way they went to Amosa, Bein Hakevesh LaKosel, between the southern wall and between the southern wall and the Kevesh and the ramp, that was 10.5. Umekom HaNanasim, and the place that the Nanasim, those pillars were, that was an additional 10.5, and that's our 135 width of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Gimel, and thereafterward, Mishnah Dalet, are going to discuss 6 different Leshakos. Those are 6 different chambers that were in the Beis HaMikdash, 3 on the north and 3 on the south of the Azara. Mishnah Gimel is going to cover the 3 on the southern side, and Mishnah Dalet is going to cover the 3 on the northern side of the Azara. Mishnah Gimel says as follows: Shesh Leshachos Hayu Ba'Azara. There were 6 different of these chambers on the Azara. Shalosh B'Tzafon V'Shalosh B'Daron. 3 on the northern side, 3 on the southern side. Shebedaron, those on the south, they were adjacent to each other, side by side. We'll list them, and then we'll go into detail on each of them. So the quick list: number 1, Lishkas HaMelech. Number 2, Lishkas HaParva. And number 3, Lishkas HaMadichin. And now we'll get into the functions of each of them. Number 1, what's the Lishkas HaMelech? The salt chamber. Sham Ayu Nosni Melech LeKorban. That is where they used to store the salt that would be used to salt the hides, turning the hides of the karbanos into leather. So this is the place that the salt was stored. And the next lishka, Lishkas HaParva, that's actually where the salt was put to use. Shama Yumochin Oros Kadashim, the Oros, the hides that were from the karbanos, they were not hektish, they were given to the Kohanim to keep personally, and they had to do the salting quickly so the carcasses would not rot, the skin would not go bad, and accordingly the salting would be done there on the spot in the Lishkas HaParva. And just an interesting comment, on top of the Lishkas HaParva, Valgaga Haya Beis HaTfila. There was a mikvah on top of the roof of the Beis HaParva. L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. That is where four of the five tefillahs in mikvah were done by the Kohen Gadol. So four of the five of those tefillahs right on top of that Beis HaParva on its roof. And number three, Lishkas HaMedichin. This is the rinsing Lishka. What does that mean? Sheshama Yomedichin Kirvei HaKadoshim. They would rinse the innards of the korbanos. They would actually take the stomachs that was full of waste material, and they would bring it over to this special lishka and clean out the stomachs and then bring those stomachs back to the rest of the carcass. And in addition, and an interesting point, umisham is siba ola lagag beis haparva, around the lishka samedichi, and this third lishka was a spiral staircase to get to the roof that was used to access the mikvah that was on top of the lishka saparva right next to it. So they didn't have a spiral staircase around the lishka saparva to access his roof. There was the spiral staircase around the lishka samedichi, the third of the lishkas, and that is how the Kohen Gadol got up to the mikvah that was on top of the lishkas haparva. Mishnah Dalet is a continuation of the prior Mishnah. We're now moving Shebet Safon. We're now moving to the northern side of the courtyard to discuss the three remaining lishkas that were located there. And we're going to list them out quickly, and then we're going to go into detail as to the function of each one. Lishkas Ha'etz, literally the chamber of the wood. Lishkas HaGola, the lishka of those who were in exile. Lishkas HaGazis, the hewn lishka, made of the stones that were hewn. Now we're going to go through the detail on each of those. Number one, Lishka Sa'etz. What was his function? I'm Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Shachachti Ma'isa Mishamesh. I forgot what this one, what the function was. Abba Shaul comes and tells us at least the function at one time in the year. Abba Shaul Omer, Lishka's Kohen Gadol. This was the Lishka, the chamber of the Kohen Gadol, as discussed at the beginning of Maseches Yuma, that he left home and came to sojourn to live in the base of Mikdash for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. So this is where he stayed. And where is this? This is the first Lishka Sa'ez, where the Kohen Gadol would sleep for those 7 days before Yom Kippur. V'yaisa achorei shtem. It was located in back of the other two Lishkas that we're talking about. And despite the fact that two of them were relatively small, and the Lishkas HaGazis, the third one, was much larger, so you'd think that the roof of the Lishkas HaGazis would be much taller, it'd be a much higher structure. That's not the case. All three of these lishkas, they shared a common roof. They were all the same height, and they were all sharing the common roof. And now we're going to go into number two. We just did Lishka Sa'etz, and we found out from Abba Shaul that's where the Kohen Gadol would stay for a week prior to Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur. Number two is Lishkas HaGola. Now, this was a lishka and chamber that was built by the returnees in order to come and build the Bayis Sheni. So what they did was they dug a well there, and we'll see shortly that it would supply the drinking water needs of those in the Beis HaMikdash, Shamai Abor Kavua. So they dug there a well, a permanent well, V'Hagalgal Nasun Alav, and there was a wheel or a pulley that would be on top of it, and they would lower a bucket down into the well in order to bring up water. Visham Maspiking Mayim L'Chol Azor, and from there they would supply drinking water, clean drinking water, to everyone in the Azor, the Kohanim, when they would get thirsty. So that is number two. And the third Lishka on the northern side, Lishkas HaGazis, very famous Lishka, Sham Haisa Sanhedri Gedola Shel Yisrael Yosheves Vedana Es Kakakohuna. There is when the Sanhedrin, the great Sanhedrin, would sit there, and here it's talking about they would judge the Kohanim. That's simply because we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim. That's why, but they used to judge many other cases, not only judging the Kohanim. Now, what's it talking about, judging the Kohanim? They would, when a Kohen wanted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, he had to come to the Sanhedrin HaGadol to make sure he had proper yichus so he could serve as a Kohen, that there was no blemish, disqualification in his yichus. So that would be done in that lishka over there where the Sanhedrin HaGadol used to sit. The Kohen Shenimtza Babsul, if the Sanhedrin found that a certain Kohen that came to them who wanted to clear his yichus, they found that he had a disqualification in his yichus, that would be a bit of a busha. Lo ve'shchorim u'misate shchorim. What he would do was he would wear clothing that was black, and he would cover his face, his head. That's ituf, like we do ituf with a talus covering our head, so that he would do in black, a black shawl on his head or the like. V'yotzev v'holech lo, it's a sign of humility here that he would be dressing in black, and he would have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He was not fitting to be doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if the Sanhedrin found that the Kohen there had clean yichus and he could do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, v'shelo nimtza bo psul, they found there is no psul. Lo vesh levanim misatef levanim, he put on white clothing, and also misatef ituf on the head. This, according to one shita, he's talking about the big day kahuna. He could put on the big day kahuna because he can do the avoda nichnas u'meshamesh imechav kohanim. Now is when he was cleared to go do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And on any day that the Sanhedrin did not find any kohen that had a disqualification, that was a day for celebration. Every kohen that came to the Sanhedrin, they found was suitable and fit to do the avoda. So v'yom tov, hayu osim, they made a yontif. Who used to make the yontif? So there are two opinions on this. Either the kohanim that were cleared to do the avoda, or it was the Sanhedrin, the members of the Sanhedrin themselves. Shalonim sabsul bezoro shal aron hakohen. So they made a celebration because there was no disqualification found on that day. Then they made the following proclamation: "V'kachayu omrim baruch hamakom baruch hu, blessed is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, shelo nimtza psul bezoro shel Aaron, that there was no disqualification found in the descendants of Aaron, baruch hu, and blessed be he shebachar ba'aron uvavanav, that he chose Aaron and the children of Aaron, lamod l'shareis lifnei Hashem bebeis kodesh kodashim, he chose them to serve in the base bayis of the Kodesh Kodashim, the base of Mikdash." And with that, we are now being Messiah this Masechta, Masechtas Midos.